We spoke last week about some of the alarming statistics from the 9th annual Closing the Gap report. That is a federal and state government report that tries to reduce Indigenous disadvantage. And two of those aims include closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous school attendance and halving the gap for Indigenous children in reading, writing and numeracy achievement by 2018. But by 2015, only 60% of Indigenous students had completed high school up to year 12, compared with 85% of non-Indigenous students. But there is a bright spot. An organisation that is doing fantastic work to address this imbalance is the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation. And that is a private sector, non-profit organisation which aims to get Indigenous children to achieve their potential by sending them to some of the country's most exclusive boarding schools. And one of the beneficiaries of the foundation's work is Libby Cook-Black, who joins us on the line. Good evening, Libby.
Good evening.
Great to talk to you. Now, you're originally from Cairns. I think you were born on Thursday Island, and you completed high school at Pymble Ladies College in 2011, and currently you are studying for a Bachelor of Justice, Bachelor of Law via correspondence at QUT. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, how did you find out about the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation, and what has their assistance meant for you?
I initially found out about AIEF when I was about 15 years old. It was actually sort of, my life is a bit of a balance between sport and education, and it was actually came to me during a netball competition. I was 15 and I was trialling for the Australian Indigenous netball team for the under-16s and also the open schoolgirls as well. And I had a fantastic competition, and a lot of the girls at this stage, other Indigenous girls, were moving to boarding schools in Brisbane, which was sort of closer to home for me. And they were all going down to pursue this a netball opportunity as well as an education opportunity for education at St. Peter's or St. Margaret's in Brisbane. And I was sort of one of the girls that put my hand up and said I'd be super interested in something like that. But unfortunately, I wasn't eligible, as my parents were earning in between the bracket, was earning too much, but not enough to send me to to a private school themselves. Mm. So I found out about AIEF through another coach at the time, who said I should have a look at AIEF and see if it was something that I'd be interested in. And I straight away went home, got on the phone, I called them, AIEF, and had a bit of a chat to Andrew Penfold, who at that time it was a bit of a smaller organisation. Students had a lot of direct contact with Andrew, and so I spoke to him and then had a bit of a chat to my mum, and a couple of weeks later I was, you know, heading down to Sydney for my first time on a plane for an opportunity to have an interview at Pymble Ladies College.
Fantastic. And you come from a family where only, I think, one relative, an uncle, has been to university. So how does the fact that you're going to university affect the family? How do they feel about it?
I think they're very proud of me. I think it's a ripple effect. I think when one person goes to university, it affects and changes the whole mentality of not just your family, but your community. My stepdad has actually, who raised me, has gone back to university and has obtained his degree, and then has gone on to do a master's, and is now, we're both sort of uni students, I like to think. And so now he's completing his PhD. So we've sort of taken this journey a little bit around the same time, and it's been really good for our whole family.
Isn't that fantastic? And do you have siblings?
Let's think. I'm the only biological one to my mother, but sort of in a scheme of island families, I've got sort of lots of cousins and brothers and sisters.
And do you think that you're a sort of a role model for them, and that they might become more academic as a result of seeing your successes?
Absolutely. I have actually, my biological father has two younger daughters, and I keep in contact with them as much as I can, and I'd love to think that the opportunities that I've had, I can then pass on to my sisters, and hopefully they can have the same opportunities, if not better and bigger.
Mm. And now you're also an accomplished athlete, and you've represented Australia as a member of the Gillaroos rugby league side, and you're now playing for the Cronulla Sharks women's nine squad. So what does sport mean for you?
Absolutely everything. I think my whole life has been shaped around balancing education and sport, and I think it's been a really good way for me to stay organised and stay on top of things. And it's the opportunities for education have come stemmed from my opportunities with sport. So I really believe in balancing both of them, and I really encourage young men and women, in particular women, to continue playing sport whilst they're chasing their, you know, academic dreams as well. And I have been fortunate enough to sort of change codes from netball across to football, and there's a big boom for women in football at the moment, which I'm just absolutely loving because I'm pro-women in professional, becoming professional athletes. And I just think that it's been a great balance for me and great opportunity. I've travelled to different countries playing rugby sevens, and I've been fortunate enough to represent my country in rugby league, and I'm aiming to stay in that. Just had a knee reconstruction, so I'm aiming to keep in and hopefully you know, wear the green and gold jersey again.
Fantastic. And so do you think that it's not biting off too much to chew to do sport and academics? It's actually one helps the other.
Absolutely. I think I often talk to my mum about this, and we bounce ideas off each other. And I really actually talked to a lot of the alumni crew over at IEF about this, who have been absolutely 100% supportive with me balancing both. I've actually had to change universities and move a little bit chasing football. And IEF have helped me sort of transfer universities and get credit and you know, shift my whole life several times for this. And I think if you can balance it, and if you're willing to sacrifice moving away from home time and time again and having to shift your life around, it's a really good balance. I think that also being at university, it gives me flexible hours to study and to train. And I think they actually do really complement one another. I can sort of work around some full-time training schedule and full-time study.
Mm. And I suppose they always say give a busy person a job. So the busier you are, the more you seem to be able to accomplish.
Absolutely, the more likely I am to get it done.
So what advice do you have finally for young Indigenous students who want to follow in your footsteps?
I think that the advice that I would give young Indigenous boys and girls would be to absolutely chase every dream that you have. Don't sacrifice one for the other. Don't sacrifice, give one up for the other, I guess, and to just take every opportunity with two hands. And it might not be the opportunity that you think you're looking for, but just give it a go because it's probably the better fit for you and it might just change your life.
Terrific. Thanks so much, Libby Cook-Black. You are such an inspiration.
No worries. Thank you very much.